Welcome in to the Fills in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. Phillies kept it rolling on Tuesday despite a pair of rain delays to surge past the Marlins 4-1 and rack up their sixth straight win. The team is now just four victories away from 10,000 dubs in the history of the franchise. Let's ring the bell. And we'll recap the game. Phillies took an early lead thanks to a defensive miscue in the bottom of the first. But after that, the Marlins tied it up on a J.J. Bleda solo shot. The Phillies would notch a pair of solo home runs of their own in the bottom of the fourth inning to power their way to a lead for good. J.T. Realmuto snuck his 13th long ball of the year just inside the left field foul pole, but it did go 409 feet. He also doubled in the game as he continues to swing a really hot bat. And then Gene Segura followed two batters later with his first homer since returning from the injured list last week. The Phillies would go up 3-1 and later 4-1 before dancing around a rain delay. Rhys Hoskins, Kyle Schwarber each doubled as Schwarber hit three balls in this game over 110 miles per hour, a single, and then an out at 110.6, and then his double to deep center was 111.7 miles per hour off the bat. Wow, Schwarbs just continues to hit the ball hard, and he's playing really well. Zach Wheeler looked a bit shaky early on, led a few more base runners than normal, but managed largely to escape unscathed, allowing just a solo homer to Bleda against his ledger. He ended up tossing six innings of one-run ball with eight strikeouts while allowing five hits and three walks. He did need 109 pitches to get through six innings, just 68 of them strikes. Struggled with his command just a bit, but ended the day with 30% CSW, eight strikeouts, and he got the win, so it's really hard to complain. The bullpen was flawless both before and after the rain delay. Jose Alvarado, David Robertson, setting up for Sir Anthony Dominguez, who pitched a 1-2-3 ninth inning for his seventh save of the year. All right, a quick look around the NL East. The Braves squeaked by Boston in extras, a back-and-forth game there. The Braves were able to win it in 11. The Nationals beat the Cubs in a battle of two really, really bad teams. The Mets beat Cincinnati. They continue to roll. Of course, the Marlins lost the Phils. The Mets now seven games up on the Braves in second place. The Phils are 10 games behind the Mets, sitting in third, and just three behind the Braves right now in that wild card race. The Phillies firmly in as that second wild card slot right now, so they've got a little cushion to that playoff spot. And as we know, the Mets with their big lead and their announcer Keith Hernandez gloating for now. Personally, I haven't really liked the guy since he spit on Kramer and Newman back in the 80s. The Phils will get a chance to take it right to him for seven games in the next week. They have a series at the Mets, and then the Mets are coming to town. So we'll get to settle this. Heads up on the field, our key question of the day. How hot is JT Realmuto? Just a few weeks ago, we were lamenting the struggling catcher for missing the series in Toronto. But since the Phils returned to the States on July 15th, he's been absolutely scorching hot, batting .393, .456 with an .836 slugging percentage over 17 games to bring his season line to a very solid .268 with a .339 on base and a .455 slugging percentage. That's 13 home runs, 52 runs scored, 54 RBI to go along with 13 steals. He's got a 120 WRC plus, which is pretty comparable with some of his finest offensive seasons, and he's topped that number just twice in his career. Really nice job of JT to turn things around after what was a bad start at the plate. And he's helped keep the offense afloat while Bryce Harper is sidelined, which is huge. Up next, Wednesday, Noah Syndergaard gets back on the mound for the Phils, and we are facing off with Sandy Alcantara on the other side. Best pitcher in baseball. We went over it a little bit already this week, but a 1.88 ERA, 0.93 whip. He just does it all, goes deep into games. Sandy leads the league in innings pitched. Doesn't get a ton of strikeouts, but enough to get by. And the guy's just amazing. We'll have to see how Thor can bounce back from his last start. He wasn't that great. A little bit of an easier competition out here with the Marlins' struggling lineup. So we'll just have to wait and see how Noah can bounce back. Thursday, it'll be an early 105 game. Kyle Gibson will look to continue his strong work, and Edward Cabrera gets back on the mound for just his second start after a lengthy IL stint. And then we are looking forward to a weekend against the Mets. The Phils will travel up to Citi Field. They will throw out Ranger Suarez, Aaron Nola, and Zach Wheeler over the weekend. All the Mets are coming with Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom, and Chris Bassett. So we've got the top two, possibly the top three arms on each team. This is likely not maybe how they would line up for a playoff series, but any playoff series, these are probably going to be your top three stars. So it should be a fun one. So be a little test of whether the Phils are able to jump the Braves and really make it competitive in the NL East down the stretch. And if the Mets are able to handle the Phillies over the next week, I think we can kiss the NL East goodbye. And even with an epic Mets collapse, they'd be able probably to hold off. Okay, our final thought of the day. Well, it's just that the Phillies continue to beat up on the bad opponents, and despite those seven games with the Mets in the coming week, we really do have a very, very favorable schedule right up to mid-September after we wrap up two more games with the Marlins. Alternate series between Cincinnati and the Mets, seven games each, so it'll be three at the Mets, four against the Mets, and three at Cincy. And then we have a home series with Pittsburgh, a West Coast trip with some of the softer teams in the NL West, Arizona and San Francisco. The Phils then return home to face Miami and Washington. They get three more in Miami before a tough stretch with a lot of games against the Braves, and we get the Blue Jays in there. But again, until mid-September, we have seven games with Cincy, three with Pitt, three with Arizona, three versus the Nats, eight more games against the Marlins, including the two the rest of this series, and this is all before September 15th. The Mets games will be tough, but it is time to build up some wins against bad teams and build up a lead in that wild card race, potentially get yourself back into the division mix. And this is the time to do it. The Phils are really looking good right now. And as my Zeta always used to say, the Phillies are on a roll. A Kaiser roll. All right, let's go. Phils, let's keep it rolling. We will see you on Friday. Let's go ahead and beat the Marlins in these last two games. And we'll see you later in the week.